Gentle to Me, Reflection, September 2016. Doing gentle to me. What does that mean to me right now? Facing changes ahead that will have a large impact on life, I'm forever grateful to myself for having learned how to be gentle towards me. The current situation would be much harder to live through were I not, that's for sure. So how has me being gentle towards myself manifested this past month? I've been working hard in the garden, which is definitely one way to practice gentleness towards me. Getting sweaty and dirty in close contact with soil and plants. Heavenly. Letting head and heart take a rest to just be. Grounding myself, connecting with nature, getting in touch with myself and universal mind. I've been writing, letting words pour out of me onto paper, virtual as it might be, and still paper in my mind. Gaining perspective, discovering where I'm at. Making my current state of mind, this constantly fluctuating entity, clear to me, giving me a chance to pay heed when there's wisdom in the vicinity or sticky thoughts up to no good. I've been cuddling up close to kids and cats, stealing an extra hug and kiss now and again, hugging myself as well, knowing the sensation of arms around me helped me get in touch with my innate well-being, reminding me it's there already and always. Going with my youngest, chasing Pokemons and enjoying the constant chatter about what's been caught or seen where, comparing our respective Pokedex, collecting balls and hatching eggs. Talking to friends, sitting in silence with them, holding and being held, physically and spiritually. Thriving in the connections created when sharing in vulnerability, honesty, and mutual respect and compassion. Enjoying the silence that it's so rich when love is all there is. Deepening relationships, evolving from acquaintance to friend. Meeting virtual friends in the flesh, falling into opened arms as if that's been done hundreds of times before. When in reality, this current reality at least, for one of these, it was a first. Life is grand, absolutely grand, in all its richness, with vibrant colors, thrills and laughter, tears and fears of what might be and what might not be. Who knows? And it doesn't matter. What wants to happen will be welcomed by me as I am being gentle to myself.